Hi, I'm Dave Scott, and I would like to welcome you to Living by the Words of God. Ultimately, I would like to welcome you to much more. I would like to welcome you to God's good earth, and I would like to welcome you to God's family of the redeemed. I would also like to welcome you to be a part of my life over the next 15 weeks. Paul Ford has very graciously asked me to share a study with you that speaks to our hearts about living by the words of God. God calls us to live by His words in Deuteronomy 8:3 and again in Matthew 4:4. He, speaking of God, offers life through the Word, Jesus Christ, and through His words, the Holy Bible. Today we will set out on a journey to find out what this really means in our daily lives and in our forever lives. You may ask, who is Dave Scott? More on that later, but for now just let me say that in many ways I feel like Gideon, the least one from the weakest clan. I am nothing in regards to importance or position on this earth, a loader guy who works in a gravel pit. So don't expect me to try to sway you with personality or wit or cleverness. It's not about me, but it is about me honoring my calling and accepting what God has placed in my hands, which I believe is a message to the professing church and to all those honestly seeking Him. We need to shut down all the noise and hear what God is saying. God's voice, crystal clear water straight from the fountain of life-giving water, the words of our Creator and Redeemer, His words as breathed and written down in the Scriptures. Enough of our pride and religious maneuvering, more honesty in our relationships with God and each other, more honesty as we approach God and His truth. So welcome, friend, to my neighborhood for the next several weeks. I will be sharing with you at 3:45 each Sunday afternoon and at 7:04 every morning, Monday through Friday. Helping me on Sundays will be my wife of 33 years, Carrie. Carrie is going to share a few things with you now.
Hi. I would also like to welcome you and invite you to spend time with us. Right now, I would like to give you a brief bio. Dave and I grew up in the Terre Haute area and have lived here most of our lives. We were gone for a time for schooling. Dave has a Bachelor of Arts in Bible and Theology and a Master of Arts in Ministry from Moody Bible Institute. We served in the pastorate for several years in Indiana, Wyoming, and Michigan. We have 4 children and 4 grandchildren. Dave, do you realize how strange that sounds? 4 grandchildren? The study that Dave will be presenting is in 2 parts. First, Understanding the Offer, a Biblical Understanding of the Christian's Relationship to the Words of God, and secondly, Pursuing the Opportunity, a Biblical Practical Model for an Honest Pursuit of God and His Truth. Part 1 speaks to our heart attitude and our approach to Scripture. Part 2 is more practical. Here, we will examine methods, tools, and continue to let God speak to us about our attitude. The study book is available to you in 4 ways. You may purchase the book online from a link on our site, livingbythewordsofgod.com. You may purchase the book locally at the Open Door Christian Bookstore, or you may contact us directly by phone. Our numbers are 466-9503 for local calls, Terre Haute, or you can call toll-free at 1-888-419-4418. We will make arrangements for the book to be ordered, printed, and sent directly to your home. Also, if you have an internet connection, you will find the book online at livingbythewordsofgod.com. Dave, enough of all that. Why are you doing this study?
Well, Carrie, many of us have heard that in carpentry, the rule of thumb is measure twice and cut once. But in our Bible studies, I sometimes honestly wondered if we measured at all. This study began several years ago as a How to Study the Bible study, the Treasures of Bible Study. What I had come to realize after several years as a pastor was that most of the Bible studies that we participated in were discussions about the Bible, expressions of opinion woven together into a religious theme, but very little actual study. Very little discovering what a passage actually said. You have a quote from Warren Wiersbe. Would you read that?
Warren W. Wiersbe is a well-known international Bible conference teacher, a former pastor of Moody Church in Chicago, and he served for 10 years as general director and Bible teacher for Back to the Bible. Please listen to what he has to say about Bible study. Publishers are busy turning out study books and study Bibles. I have a dozen study Bibles in my own library. Media ministries offer study guides to help you better understand what the preacher has said. Even unconverted people boast that they are attending Bible study groups in their neighborhood or at their office. Bible study is the order of the day. All of this is good as far as it goes. The trouble is, it is not going far enough. If so many people are buying, and we hope, studying expensive and elaborate study Bibles and using study guides in Bible study groups, why is it that the church today is so divided, disgraced, and defeated? What is all of this so-called Bible study accomplishing? It seems that no matter where you go, you find God's people living at a sub-Christian level, but still rejoicing that they are studying the words of God. Warren Wiersbe, Beyond Bible Study, Pulpit Helps, August 1993.
I believe that we need a more biblical model for us to follow when we take God's Word in hand with the hope of hearing the voice of God, and a more biblical model to follow as we share the words of God with the people around us, whether in a Sunday school class or on our jobs. Too often we speak for God without really having listened to Him first. I injured my right arm 2.5 years ago and had to wear a brace for several weeks. I purchased a Microsoft Natural Multimedia keyboard for my computer, thinking that the ergonomic design would help me deal with the limitations from the brace. And it did, because the keyboard better fits the natural design of my hands. My point is that I believe this study can help you pursue God and His truth, because it fits God's design for communicating His truth to His human creation. I base this on the truth from passages such as Hebrews 4:12, which speaks to the penetrating nature of God's Word dealing with our hearts.
For the Word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12.
All the Bible study in the world means nothing if we do not let God deal with our hearts. If we are going to honor God's design and purpose, then our goal cannot be Bible study, but changed hearts and lives. Listen to what Paul says concerning the usefulness of Scripture.
All Scripture is given by God and is useful for teaching, for showing people what is wrong in their lives, for correcting faults, and for teaching how to live right. 2 Timothy 3:16.
So let's ask ourselves, do we go to the Bible to be taught, to find out what is wrong in our lives, to have our faults corrected, and to learn how to live right? Do I show up on Sunday mornings to be entertained or changed? Do I come expecting to be corrected, rebuked, and exhorted? If not, then we are not honoring God's purpose and design. Here is a crucial truth that we must be aware of. An interest in the Bible, or an interest in the truth, does not mean that you are okay before God in your approach to His words. This week, Monday through Friday, we will look at biblical accounts of people who diligently studied, prayed, worshipped, and loved to hear preaching, yet were displeasing in God's sight. People who wanted to be known as God's people were under God's judgment because they just didn't get it. Often the ineffectiveness of our Bible study has to do with our attitude. When our purpose is to get truth to live my life, or make my life better, or seek blessings or miracles, instead of bowing before God and eating what He serves up with an attitude of, "Thy will be done." You will be surprised to find, as I was, that we are never told directly to seek truth, but we are told many times to seek the Lord. Truth apart from God usually ends in deceit. God's truth and my will form a deadly combination. I become more religious and more blind. From the very beginning, people have struggled with this, including Adam and Eve. If you look in Genesis 3, you will see that they sought truth apart from the presence of God. The serpent did not encourage them to completely disregard God's words. Goodness no, he joined in the study. Did God really say? They simply needed to tweak the words to fit their plans. In various places I have referred to this as the first Bible study, and in many ways it reflects what we still do in our Bible studies, people examining God's Word with the full intent of doing what they plan to do anyway. There is only one reason that causes us to discuss the words of God apart from the presence of God. We want to do what we want to do. The desire to serve their own purpose was so strong that even in paradise they doubted God's goodness and intent, and so they doubted his words. Did God really say? Well, yes, he really did. Eat of every tree except one. How generous. Adam and Eve disobeyed God because they fell for another offer of life. God desires to feed us with his words, as a father feeds his children. To water our lives with his words, as rain and snow fall from the sky and water the earth. And to wash us with his words, as he prepares us for eternity with him. The imagery that he gives in revealing his heart for his children is amazing. He wants to breathe his life into us through his words. How powerful is that? From all the voices offering life in this world, only one voice can make good on the offer. Stand quietly and listen. Can you hear him calling you to eternity?
This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it. Jeremiah 6:16. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Matthew 11:29.
So should we study our Bibles? Yes, but not for study's sake. Just as we shouldn't listen to preaching for preaching's sake, or worship for worship's sake. God's design is changed lives, lives filled with his Spirit and his goodness. In our remaining time today, I want to share with you from a passage that continues to amaze me. In Matthew 7:21 and following, Jesus projects his listeners to a distant time which he refers to as, in that day.
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Matthew 7:21-23.
In this text, Jesus begins drawing to a close what we typically refer to as the Sermon on the Mount, which began in chapter 5. Please do not miss the message, the warning, that Christ gives us here. You may have the words, and you may have the service, but not have a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. They correctly identified him as Lord, but he was not their Lord, because while on earth they did not do the will of the Father. They spoke in Jesus' name. They fought spiritual battles in Jesus' name. They did wonders in Jesus' name. But they did not know Jesus, and he did not know them. Their lives were full of God things, but they did not know God. And that, my friend, is a message to the church today. We build a right relationship with Jesus Christ while on this earth as we hear and do his words. When that day comes, that future day of standing before Christ, we have no worries because we have already established our relationship to the Lord of the universe while walking the dusty paths of earth. He calls us to a path that is as far beyond us as the heavens are above the earth, and he promises to get us there, to give us everything we need for the journey as we live by his words.
Remember, you may contact us online at livingbythewordsofgod.com or by phone at 466-9503 or toll free at 1-888-419-4418. May God bless you.